Shannon.
And I'm Rami, and this is Workplace Hugs, where we talk about interesting things we've read, learned, or experienced to help us all expand our life toolkit with a whole bunch of empathy without a whole new degree. Shannon, I feel like this week we're going to not have an acronym, but we might have some very specific tips from a very specific place, unlike my tips, which are just coming from the ether.
Oh my gosh. Whatever side hug we just did, episode 219, Rami, last week was pretty tippy, so give yourself more credit.
All right.
Okay, so this week we're talking about a concept that I frankly made up. I don't think it's revolutionary, but it might be for you. It's called a healthy work habits checklist. And it's an exercise that I've done with clients previously who are wanting to right-size the amount of time they spend on work. And even as I was, you guys, as I was drafting notes for this episode, I realized I've used a healthy work habits checklist for myself in the past when I was struggling with boundaries or like work-life balance or work addiction even. But I also think that this can be really helpful for people who are wanting to right-size the amount of time they spend on work by, like, I don't know, like maybe working more, like if you're going through a bout of depression or grief or anxiety or whatnot. So I'm going to give you an example of a previous client's edited to protect anonymity work habits checklist. And then I was going to share what's on mine lately. And Rami, I would love for you, as you're listening to these, to think about like what your own work habits checklist might be. And the goal behind this is really just to give yourself a list that you can check in with, like maybe once a week, to just make sure, like, oh, am I in a healthy place? Like, define what healthy is with very clear, measurable yes, no signs that you can honor going forward.
Are these just like, these are my boundaries? And yeah. I should hold myself to them?
My boundaries for people who are struggling with balance, maybe my expectations of myself for people who are struggling in the inverse, where it's like, oh no, I have to like do a better job of showing up right now.
Oh, I like that. Okay, yeah. So we can do it from both sides.
We're going to do it from both sides.
But we're all just trying to find mediumness here.
We are. So here's an example for somebody who is maybe needing to have stronger boundaries with work, where they're letting it bleed into other parts of their life. Maybe somebody who's like moving through coming off of work addiction. So this person's healthy work habits checklist had things like, one, I'm engaged in what I'm doing when I'm at the office. In other words, like I'm not doing my ADHD behavior stuff. Two, I'm not bringing work home with me physically or digitally. Clear yes
or no.
What
if you have to bring your computer with you home, though?
Well, like, that's fine. But like, you're not opening it then. Maybe that's the check-in. Three, I'm not checking my work email first thing in the morning. Again, right? Like, what I love about these is that they're very clear. Yes? No. Did I or didn't I? Number four, I'm doing things not work-related on work nights. Right?
That seems great.
Like, I'm having a life outside of work.
I love that.
Number five, did I ask for help today?
Ooh, Shannon, come on. Uh-huh. That's good.
Another clear yes or no question. Because somebody who's struggling with balance might be struggling with, like, asking for the support that they need. Number six, did I set a realistic to-do list today? Yes or no, right? Like, am I beginning to right size how much I can actually get accomplished in a day, or am I not? Number seven, I'm not canceling plans on friends at the last minute. You know, I know a couple of clients who struggle with this, and they're like, ah, work emergency, cancel. Definitely been there before. Number eight, I'm initiating things with friends and extending invites versus only receiving them. So that was a big priority for this person. Like, they're like, oh, well, my friends like invite me to stuff still, but I'm never the inviter. And for me, it would be a sign that I'm in a healthy place if I'm initiating getting together with people. Number nine, I have a sense of routine and rhythm about my day. So
I like all of these, but this is a person who works too much. Like, they need work-life balance.
Correct.
So the inverse of that would be, like, I probably need to check my email before, 11 a.m.
Yes.
And I need to, like, build a list of things that I need to do.
Yes.
And I need to clear out my inbox, like, at least once a week or whatever.
Yeah. So here's, maybe I can give the example of the flip side. So this is my list lately as a person who is maybe like, you know, like I'm still grieving a little bit. I'm always wrestling with my anxiety, which causes me to procrastinate sometimes. So my list is a little bit more of like a activation mode versus de-escalation, if that makes sense. Somebody struggling with work-life balance needs to de-escalate their commitments to work. I need to escalate my commitments to work a little bit lately. So my first commitment to myself lately is I'm being visible on social media like about 20 times a week. That sounds like a lot, but I mean like 20, like a story is one time as an example.
That's a lot.
Isn't it? Yeah, it is a lot. I just like made that number up when I was writing this episode, but I was like, I feel like that's about the standard that I'm trying to set for myself now. When I was first grieving my dad, oh my gosh, I had no expectation about this. But now that I'm like starting to come out of it, I'm like, okay, it's time. Like, let's get back to some rhythm and routine here.
So is that like 4 posts a day?
Yeah, roughly. But
that's so much.
But it's not. You know, it's like, okay, it's like a quick, like, here's a picture of my kid. Here's this reshare of somebody else's story that I saw. And here's a quick 1-minute drive-by on something I'm thinking about on my walk. And, you know, like it goes really fast. Okay, so that's my first one to help me activate a little bit more. And giving myself to do that imperfectly, right? Because I think that's another thing that I do to myself sometimes. My second one is I'm completing my client notes right after sessions, right? Sometimes I'll get into a pattern where I'm like, oh, I can do it in the morning or whatever. It's like, no. Like, just get the notes done right away. Don't wait. Don't stress. Don't put it off.
This one's on my list, but it's like doing my follow-ups after a call, immediately after the call.
Yes.
Because I'm like, oh, I just got up an hour call. I can't work on this thing now. But it's like, no, I should do this thing now, and then I don't have to, like, add another thing to my list.
Yeah.
I like that one, Shannon.
Third, I'm responding to client emails within 48 hours, Monday through Friday. Like, this is my commitment to my clients. So just making sure that I'm honoring that. It got a little slippy slidey right after my dad died, and I'm trying to get more on top of it. My fourth one is I'm setting realistic to-do lists for the week. So I'm a person that I make these master to-do lists that last me about 6 weeks. But now I've been doing this thing where I'm like, no, legit, how are you going to break this out by day in just the coming week? What of these things are you going to get done just in this coming week on Tuesday? And it's really helped me be more realistic. If it's like, oh shit, I'm podcasting with Rami for 2 hours and then I have 3 client calls after, there's probably not a lot of extra time in there for my project work that I'm going to get done. So making sure I'm setting realistic to-do lists. For me, I'm not canceling plans on friends last minute. I did love that one from the client list. And I think this can be good for people who are maybe dealing with like a bout of grief where the urge is to isolate a little bit and like, no, like you can't isolate. Like you got to stay in connection and in relationship with people.
Because Eddie would go.
Yeah. What episode was that? I loved that episode. Eddie would go. Episode 217, you guys. Go listen to that one if you missed it. And then my last one is I honored my non-work routines today. So for me, I work out pretty much every day. Some days it's just like walking my dog for 20 minutes, but I'm always working out every day. I'm sitting down to meals versus like eating them standing up or like quickly between calls. And I already said this, walking the dog. Like that's my thing that should be happening every day. Okay, Rami, those are two different list examples. One for somebody that's, again, needs more of like, come down, don't put as much into work. One for somebody that needs something that's more like, okay, come up, come on, like it's time to get back to work a little bit. What will be on your list?
I think a mix of both.
Yeah,
because I think like I check my email first thing. That's not a good thing. So I have to like respond to everybody immediately after my meeting. So mine's like a mix of the two. I would say I'm like right in the middle, which I think is cool.
Uh-huh.
I like to always be a third bird here.
I like it. Great. Another good episode reference, but I'm not going to look up which episode that was. Okay, you guys. So that's our tip for you this week. Create a healthy work habits checklist for whatever phase you're in. If you're like, okay, it's time for me to buckle down and get back to work a little bit. I've cried long enough about my dad dying as an example. I can joke about it, but you know, like, you get the joke. Or if you need the opposite, if you're like, whoa, I'm getting feedback from my partner or from whatever, that it's time for me to like check back in and not be so addicted to my work right now. Whatever you need, pick your poison. Pick your poison? No, pick antidote. Your antidote. Better. With that, we'd love for you to connect with us on Instagram, LinkedIn, workplacehugs@gmail.com if you want to send us an email and tell us what would be on your healthy work habits checklist. What are the signs that you're in a good place?
Just
that
you send can us one. And you know what? If anything, it's on an accountability thing. Like, tell us one of them. And once you put it out there, maybe you'll be more inclined to do it because you've told other people.
Love it. With that, I've been Shannon.
I've been Rami, and this has been Workplace Hugs.